This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. More lawsuits related to actions by the new Trump administration this week. That's just a few of the stories we're considering this morning with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher and Young. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Megan.
Well, let's start with the first one. Federal employees go to court saying they can't be fired for failing to respond to the email asking, what did you do last week? Now, the email didn't say they could be terminated, but Elon Musk threatened that on social media. Does that matter in this case?
I think it does, because in the actual email, it doesn't say that any of the employees are actually facing termination. And so the text or the messaging on X later probably wouldn't be sufficient to say that these individuals are actually being threatened with termination. And here's why all of this matters. Most of us we understand, like in the private sector, that anyone can be terminated for any reason that's not discriminatory. But federal employees actually have more protections than regular employees in the private workforce. For example, there's the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978. There's also very specific provisions under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 that gives added protections to federal employees, including what's called the Merit System Protection Board, which is supposed to be designed to make sure that employees are not fired for political purposes. So when you put all this together, we're at the very beginning of the lawsuits over DOGE, and we'll have to see how the courts shake out in terms of their decisions on whether these mass terminations are or are not legal.
Now, based on what you have just said, Brad, could they be terminated for failing to respond?
Well, that would be the argument. For example, if this goes to court, I would expect the White House to argue that this was termination for cause because the email said you had to respond as to what you've been doing, and your failure to respond constitutes termination for cause. Just for example, the argument would be the same as if you took a spray paint can and wrote your initials on the wall of a building. They said, okay, you did that. That's wrong. We're going to terminate you. So that would be the argument. But then the counter to that, just to give you both sides of the argument, is there's a term that we see a lot in employment litigation called pretextual. And that what that means is the termination really for cause, or is the argument for cause a pretext for simply mass firing that had nothing to do with merit? And that would be for the courts to resolve as to whether it was an actual for cause or whether terminations were pretextual.
For now, a judge allowing the White House to ban the Associated Press from some events. What is the judge considering here?
Well, this is an interesting legal argument here, Megan, because ostensibly the White House has banned the Associated Press from White House press briefings and other activities within the White House because the Associated Press refuses to recognize what was formerly called the Gulf of Mexico, now according to the White House, is called the Gulf of America. The AP refuses to acknowledge that. So the White House has banned the AP from these press briefings. And what's interesting here is that there was an initial attempt to get a temporary restraining order. And the judge in that case, I think it was Judge Trevor McFadden yesterday, sided with the White House, stating that this is not an infringement on First Amendment right of the press, because they still have the ability to cover presidential events, even if they're not actually always in person. But here's what's interesting. If you read through the entire order from the judge, he actually says that if this proceeds with, for example, a civil case or elsewhere in the courts, that the White House faces an argument that's called viewpoint discrimination. And that could give a basis for a civil judgment or an award against the White House. So even though the judge sided with the White House on this issue, the judge gave a clear warning that it could be facing more legal troubles in the future.
Now, the Associated Press has argued this is a First Amendment issue on some of these things. I think the bottom line for our listeners, why should this matter to our listeners to watch what's going on with this?
Well, it matters because what we want in our country with freedom of press, we value this very highly. And so I think with most listeners, even if you want the White House to be open, even if the press is disagreeing with the White House or the party in power. So we want that reporting of information, regardless of the viewpoint of the reporter. We have an instance here from, I think it was 2019. It was Jim Acosta. It was CNN. He got into a spat with the White House. He was banned from the White House. And courts eventually, after protracted litigation, ruled that he must be allowed back in the White House because of viewpoint discrimination. I think that's the situation we are facing right now when it comes to the Associated Press.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a trial underway in North Dakota, Brad. Greenpeace is being sued by a pipeline company. The company contends protesters delayed the project and cost the company hundreds of millions of dollars. But Greenpeace says this could bankrupt them. Does the pipeline company have a case?
Well, I think they do. And let me explain why. In this instance, it was several years ago, 2017, I believe, when Greenpeace activists blocked access to the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline. And the company involved in that, Energy Transfer, claims it lost $300 million because of having to deal with the protesters. And this kind of is a counter, Megan, to what we just talked about in terms of the First Amendment, because Greenpeace's defense here is they have a First Amendment right to speak and to protest. And while that may be true when it comes to government action, there's no government action involved in this. This is a private lawsuit between two parties, and the government's not involved. And so in this instance, while someone may have the right to free speech under civil laws, they also face the consequences of that, number one, speech, and number two, the protests that blocked access to the pipeline. So even though this may end up bankrupting Greenpeace, that's really not the issue. The issue is in a civil court, does an organization like Greenpeace have the right to block access, which causes damages? And in the civil context, the answer is no.
Did you ever have Birkenstock sandals, Brad?
You know, I have never been a Birkenstock kind of guy. I used to not even like sandals at all, but I understand that there are some legal issues with Birkenstocks.
There are. Now, I had Birkenstocks. They're pretty iconic suede sandals with the cork footbed, but they have lost an argument that they posed that the shoes are art. What was the company trying to prove?
Well, here's the issue. Birkenstock is based in Germany, and the issue here is knockoff products. Anyone who's been to Times Square knows you can buy knockoff products anywhere. But in Germany, the issue was Birkenstock wanted to take legal action to bolster or to boost the protection against knockoff Birkenstocks. So Birkenstock claimed that their shoes are a copyrighted, protected work of art. And by classifying as that, the Birkenstock company wanted to give additional protection against knockoff Birkenstocks. But the German court, after several rounds of litigation, finally the German High Court said, no, we love the shoes, very comfortable, but it really doesn't classify as a work of art that would allow the added protections under copyright law that would not otherwise be available to simply a consumer product.
KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. Brad, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.